Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Chicago, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, 5 International Awards, for that book, thirdingredient.com. That's with the number 3. Check it out. The Third Ingredient is the name of the book, and .com is the website. Wally Boxer, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, writing a book with Wally.com is his website. If you've got one in you, you'd like to get out of here, Wally can help you with that. Wally, thanks again for being here.
I can help you make it good, too.
He can. He does. He helped me make mine good. Hey, Wally, a couple of other books that you're recommending to us, Great at Work by Morton Henson. What about that one?
Yeah, Morton Henson teaches at Berkeley. And did a book with Jim Collins that I think made Collins' book better. It's the book Great by Choice, about dealing with luck. This one is about being, when he says great at work, it's really 3 things. It's how you can do better work, which most of us who run small businesses need to know. It's how to do better work with teams, which some of us don't need as much as others. And the third part is the whole, how do you do good work and still have some kind of a life outside business? And that part of the book, I wish I had read 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. That's the balancing act. That's the elusive unicorn balancing act that we all deal with in small business.
Yeah, I mean, I went through a period where I realized I was not going to my kids' stuff. And that I thought when I started my own business, that would be something that I would be able to do.
Yep.
So I put a little card up on my workstation and it said, I didn't start this business to... So I could look at it and say, I didn't start this business to miss Debbie's soccer game.
Right.
I didn't start this business to, you know, to miss the school play. You got to remember to take that benefit. And this book will do some good stuff for that. It will also give you a lot of good ideas about how you can work just a little bit differently to be a whole lot more productive. Great writer, lots of good science behind it. If you're looking for good research and so forth, highly recommended, Great at Work.
All right, what about Donald Miller's book, Building a Story Brand? There's been a lot of books written about this. This is not a new topic.
No, it's not. Let me just nail part of this. I've been a copywriter part of the way that I've made my work, my life. I've written all kinds of things. I've written about using stories in branding and stuff. So I've been doing this 50 years, and I'm telling you, I got a lot from this book. And if I got a lot from this book,
wow,
you're going to get a lot from this book. Now, this isn't really, in some senses, anything new. I mean, people have talked about how you use the hero's journey and so forth. Miller does 2 things that I think are critical and really important for small business. The first thing that he does is he adds a couple of little tweaks to that basic, you know, use stories to market. And what he does is he tells you sort of how the story should look and what all the components should be. And that's great because that puts you in a position where you can either write better copy yourself, which a lot of us did, or if you've got somebody who's coming to you and saying, well, I'm going to help you with your marketing and this is how we're going to do your website and this is what we're going to do on your collateral material, you can take a look at what that copywriter does and say, you know, that doesn't look like it'd work that well. Or, ooh, that's good stuff, we can do it. Because you'll have learned from this book how to judge other people's marketing work.
Hmm.
Now, if you want to do it yourself, the second piece is he's got not only a step, but a website you can go to that'll take you through the process. And using that website is free.
Well, one of the things that the reason why a book like this is important, my friend Kirk Chaffetz basically started the story idea about 15 years ago. In my mind, he founded a company called Story Worldwide, and he got a lot of people thinking about stories, and everybody likes to hear a story, and so more and more people are focusing on or recognizing that telling a story is not only what people want to hear, but in my mind, it's one of the ways small business owners can compete. Because our stories are better than big company stories because they're real. They're not contrived and approved by some lawyer. They're real.
Yeah. What this book will teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
The things that he puts in about how to use stories, because you're right.
Hold on. I'm running out of time here. Tom Peters, Excellence, Dividend, that's the first one. Great at Work by Morton Anderson, that's another one. Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Those are the three books Wally's recommended. Writing a Book with Wally. Hey, Wally, last thoughts.
I got no more thoughts, Jim. I'm totally out. I'm drained.
Writing a Book with Wally.com. Hey, Wally, we appreciate you. Come back soon.
Okay, Jim. Thank you.
And it's official, Wally. We couldn't do without you. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. More mayhem after this message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.